Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Wake up, Hollywood. It's weird because we usually start with a crappy sound effect from Nikhil, but he, for some reason, every week forgets there's traffic in Los Angeles, and he's not here right now. He's parking and just got a text, so it's just me here alone with our guest for the week, Mr. Mike Wright.
Hey.
Hi, Mike.
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you? I just turned your mic on. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
That sounds so much better with your mic on.
It does. It does. Ah.
Here, let me give you an applause break.
There it is.
There
well deserved. Thank
Thanks
you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Mike Reich, he's a comedian. I originally met Mike. We were shooting a show for True TV called How to Be a Grown-Up.
Mm-hmm.
We were both cast members on there.
Definitely. Good times.
It was good times.
It was a great summer.
It was a good summer.
It was.
Long shoots, but it was fun.
Yeah, it went by really quick. It was a good, everybody was a lot of good energy.
I wish they would have shown more of that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
On the show.
I know.
That's what sucks. But anyway, it was fun. I wish they would have had us back for season. Whatever. But what have you been up to?
Doing stand-up, working on a lot of art, music.
Everything. Oh, you are an artist. I was always catching
you.
Oh, Nikhil's here.
Hey,
thanks for showing up.
There he is. Hey,
thanks,
man. This is really organic right now. This is happening.
Thank you for showing up.
I was stuck in a little bit of traffic.
Really?
Not really, actually. I just left a little bit late.
You left late?
I left late.
So,
we'll give him some slow clap.
There we go.
Yeah, slow claps.
Good, dude.
Still haven't shaved the mustache off.
Dude, I thought I was waiting for my applause for keeping it on.
Looking more and more like Saddam Hussein.
That's the look I'm going for.
Oh, good.
That's it.
Well, my girlfriend's like, dude, you got to shave that off. And I'm like, maybe I will.
Why hasn't she just shaved it off for you?
Yeah, when you sleep.
That's what I don't understand.
Off.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Give you a little Hitler.
Start something new.
A little Hitler
stuff. Yeah, you know, I'm going to see how long I can rock this shit.
I think you've about 2 weeks too long so far.
No, it's going to be off by now.
This is the first time you guys have met Nikhil. Mike Nikhil.
Absolutely. You seem like a great...
It looks like our special guest is coming.
He busted in already.
Hello.
He's already here.
What were you saying? I didn't hear what you said.
You seem like a cool dude.
Yeah, you seem like a cool dude, too.
Hey, yeah.
Such a bromance. It's such a bromance.
Right now, dude.
Just... fooling around.
What have you been up? Let me catch up with Nikhil.
Okay.
What have you been up to?
I had my first band rehearsal last week. That was kind of rough.
Oh, since
Zane passed away, which was a little bit. It was different, you know. Like, you know, it's my saxophone has passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
That's okay. That's all right. It wasn't recent, but it was in February. So we had our first band rehearsal since, and we're playing a huge festival, Milwaukee. We're coming to play, you know, for you. June 25th.
With the mustache? Are you taking the mustache?
I'm taking the mustache.
No, you're not.
I've got to take it.
Taking the mustache on the road?
Yeah. My mustache is my opening act.
It will be by then.
But it was crazy, man. Like, you know, I was playing. We played two songs, no problem. By the third song, something about the song and the hearing the saxophone again, knowing that Zane was never going to... And I just broke down, man. It was crazy.
Wow. Damn.
And everybody in the room was just like, man, we get it. It's cool, man. We miss him, too. It was really kind of intense. But then we got through the rest of the rehearsal, and everything was great. But it was like... I was dreading that rehearsal because I knew that was going to happen at some point.
Well, you have to get it over with.
But, dude, it was
cathartic.
It was intense, and it was, like, therapeutic, and it was beautiful, and it was great. So,
how's the new sax guy?
He's good. He actually did a lot. It was funny because we were joking around that he did so much homework. Like, he was so ready to fill in. He had big shoes to fill.
He'd have to, yeah.
So he did so much homework that I'm like, I think you've learned more lines than Zane ever did. You know? So that was the joke. But you know what? big like props to Daniel Widling.
That's a big thing to come into.
Yeah, and you know what? He said it too. He was like, "Man, I can't even imagine what you guys have gone through." And he's like, "It's such a special thing that you guys have." Like, that was a cool thing. He came in and he was just like, "It was such a special thing to be a part of, even just in a rehearsal." He's played with us once before, but he came in and just he slayed the tunes. He had all the like every lick down, every nuance. So
nice.
He killed it. So nice. Yeah, we're coming out to Milwaukee June 25th. I'm doing a show on Wisconsin Tonight the night before, a little TV show. And then the big show is the 25th.
This is Summerfest?
Summerfest.
Nice.
Opening for Gary Clark Jr. And we're playing the festival. Man, I checked out the lineup. It's the Rolling Stones, Kendrick Lamar, Zac Brown Band, Public Enemy. Like, it's just like the most crazy acts all thrown into like a jambalaya for like 10 days.
How many stages are there?
So there's an amphitheater, mm-hmm. and then there's four, maybe it's six. Six huge stages. So the amphitheater is the biggest stage, and then there's six huge stages that have about 10 to 15,000 people in each stage. And then there's a bunch of small stages that are like kind of like mini tents.
Yeah.
That are like maybe,
what are you
maybe
playing?
Six, seven. We're playing actually one of the biggest stages.
Nice.
We play there. We've been playing it for 8 years.
What's it take to get to the amphitheater?
You know, it's kind of, you kind of have to have, I think the big following. Like, I mean, we have a big following, and even there, but I mean, you know, you need 20,000 seats.
You got to beat the Stones. You
gotta, yeah. Like, they're doing, yeah. Like, the headliners, they have like 20,000.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It takes
wait
time.
Till they see the stash. Time.
That's right. That's
wait
right.
Wait till they see the stash.
When they see that, that's when everybody's going to be like, dude, did you hear? Yeah. Saddam's got a band.
Saddam and the Husseins.
I saw Jurassic World. Have you seen that movie?
I saw Jurassic World.
What did you think of it?
It was good.
No spoiler alerts. I haven't
seen it. No spoiler. It was really fun.
Okay.
If you saw the first one, you kind of saw the fourth one. I mean, it's kind of hey, okay. The park's going okay. Oh, no, dinosaur went nuts.
Right. I was going to say, where would you rank it in the series?
I like the first one. The first one's always got, like, a special place.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
But this one's right behind it.
I'd say it's number two.
Oh. It's better than three. Or two
better
three.
Than Lost World?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you like Lost World?
I enjoyed the, what was the scene where the black chick was going around on the thing with the acrobats and kicking the raptors? I was like 10, okay? That was dope to me.
You were like, dude, I can do that.
I got upset when the dog when the dog got eaten. I was like, I can't.
Yeah,
like,
that's done. When you were done.
Screw this movie.
No,
you don't eat a dog.
Lost World was terrible.
There are a couple cheesy scenes in the new one that I was like, really? Seriously? Really? Like, there were a couple of times where it was just like...
I heard this isn't really a spoiler. It's sort of a theory, a fan theory, and Chris Pratt didn't deny it when he got interviewed, but Chris Pratt's character is rumored to be the little boy from the first one.
No.
And when I remember at the dig when the guy, when Sam Neill's got the raptor claw, he's like, it's explaining how the raptor guts you.
Yeah.
That little kid, that's rumored to be, that's Chris Pratt's character.
That would be awesome.
But no one's confirming it or denying it. But it makes sense because he's got such affinity for raptors. And
Well, there was just like a scene where there's like the chick, like Bryce Dallas Howard's just, she's sprinting down. And the camera's like focused on her, and she's wearing heels. And I'm like, come
she
on.
She outran a T-Rex in heels.
In heels?
She outran a T-Rex in
and
heels.
And she's a strong, independent woman.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. It's like,
I also read that T-Rex is the same T-Rex from the first one. It's still, really? It still has the same scars from the raptor fight.
Oh.
Like the CGI guys made it the exact, it's supposed to be in the story the same
cool.
T-Rex.
See, that's cool. I like those little fun facts sprinkled all over.
Can T-Rexes live that long? Do we know the lifespan of a T-Rex?
Only if they're recreated from a mosquito.
Even if they die, they'll just make
Dino
it again.
Dino DNA.
They'll just remake it again.
Dino DNA.
But anyway, Mike is our guest.
Right on, Mike.
Hey.
We'd said it before you walked in when you were in the elevator.
I was in the elevator.
With you and your mustache. Hey. Your mustache got here earlier.
Dude, my mustache was trying to send you text messages like, we're parking. Hello. We're still
I know,
smooth.
But still. I met Mike doing How to Be a Grown-Up on True TV.
Oh, that's
awesome. We were cast members together on that show.
You guys were learning to be grown-ups.
Yeah.
I didn't learn anything. I didn't learn a thing.
Nothing.
And you're a comedian. You're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, stand-up comedian.
That's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Also into music, I just found out.
Dude.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And he's an artist.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What, you play? Do you
triple
sing?
Threat.
You rap? What do you do?
I rap, and I used to play guitar in a rock band for a while.
That's awesome.
Obviously, we're defunct now, but defunct. No. I don't know. I still. Do people still use that?
They no. do now.
They do now. All right. Wake up, Hollywood.
They do right at the second.
You know? Wake up.
Right.
People are like, "What's defunct mean?"
Was that his band's name?
Is he defunct music? Is
the were they defunct?
Should have been.
That should be a band name. The defunct.
So do you still play?
From time to time, but
just you got to keep playing.
Yeah, I know, I know,
get
I know.
Back into it.
Yeah, I'm not learning anything new. That's for sure. I'm
dude, always learn something new, man. That,
yeah, you're right.
You know, I feel like every part of art is connected.
It is.
You know what I mean?
That's so how I feel.
Like,
yeah.
So it's like if you're learning comedy and you're learning an instrument, your timing is going to be better. Or if you're learning how to write screenplays and you want to be a visual artist, you're going to be able to create more pictures because you're thinking on that level of creating art in so many different ways.
Absolutely. I can't agree with you
more. So pick up that guitar when
there
you go.
Home. All right.
Damn.
You just motivated me now.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
See that?
If you want to find out more about Mike, you can go to his website, MikeWright.com.
Hey.
He spells it weird.
Yeah, with a Y.
There's a Y in there.
Why?
Because everyone spells it with an I.
That was late.
Oh my God.
I was trying to.
He does that shit.
You.
I'm surprised that's our first one.
Dude, that's a nut.
Gross. He's going to make up for lost time.
He is. Get it all in now.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, stop.
I like it that they're color coded.
I like that they look like the old arcade buttons.
I hate everything about them.
So, anyways, how did you get into comedy? How did you get into art? Where are you from? Give us the 411.
The 411. I am from Detroit, Michigan. Born and raised.
Oh, when'd you get out of Detroit?
3 years ago when I moved out here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So did you start comedy in Detroit?
I did like two open mics in Detroit, and I was terrible.
But oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. But
No one gets up and is magic. The first time.
No, never. But I loved it so much. It was so much fun that I was like, this is.
So you loved it even though you bombed. You were like,
yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, something.
My life.
Something was magical.
Mm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Inside, that's really cool.
Absolutely. And I've been an artist since forever. I just kept scribbling. I was just one of those kids that just was like, oh man. Would just keep drawing and stuff, and people were just actually starting to recognize the things that I was drawing, and that's when I was like, oh, maybe I'm good at this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever been illustrating anything? Has that been ever a source of income for you?
Yeah, I've actually, I've done, like, design work and stuff for, like, Detroit Public Library and, like,
wow.
a couple businesses and stuff like that. Nice, so, yeah, nice.
So did you go to school for it, or just, like, learn how to do it and just, like, get better at it?
I did go to school. I went to the College for Creative Studies in downtown Detroit for, like, 3 years, and then I was like, I don't need to be paying so much money.
to learn to draw.
Yeah,
so
I dropped out.
I know how to draw.
Yeah, I dropped out.
I think everyone learns. I think anyone who's creative and they go to some sort of, like...
It's no point.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I think you go... Like, for music, what I learned was I didn't necessarily learn so much from my professors, but I learned from the people that I was around.
Exactly.
So, like, you get put into this... It's kind of like a boiling pot of, like, so many creative artists, and everybody kind of influences each other.
Yeah.
And I think that is the reason.
Like,
where
you guys all teach yourselves, and the school just makes a shitload of money.
Yeah, that's
basically.
You guys get together and talk.
We were paying to just hang out.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I learned more out of school just hanging with cats than I ever learned.
Well, it's
in
like with when people ask me about stand up, like, you know, how do you get better? What do? Can you tell me about it? I'm like, you do it. Just go up and do it. That's the only way.
You know, it's crazy. Like Eddie, doing this radio show, I've learned so much about comedy. And I was actually having like a conversation with some friends about, you know, what's the hardest medium of art? And I was like, I used to think it was acting. I used to think it was music. It's definitely stand-up comedy, man. That shit is brutal, man.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it is true that you have your practice. It's like, you made a good point. It's like, you practice when you're performing, which is... crazy because you can't write a joke and be like, ha, 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 that's gonna kill.
There's no other art form where the rehearsal is public.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
Yeah.
That's really
even great. Acting, you can go off with your scene partner and work it and have the director there and like flush it out,
and that's
and it's not recorded and it's forgotten.
I have so
about
much more respect for comedians.
Don't respect us.
No. I've always just
we're the weirdest people.
I love comedy. I really do. I love comedians. I always love having guests as comedians.
Yeah.
But dude, it's opened my eyes as to like.
See, only art form of rehearsal is the performance. It's
and
crazy,
and it's brutal. Like in the same way that universities like make a lot of money off, you know, college kids. comedy clubs, they make a killing. Oh, yeah. They're making some money.
No, and, so do these comedy schools. There's well, comedy schools out there.
Yeah, but absolutely.
But I'm saying, like, comedians, they don't always get that much love, which is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. So,
Hug a comedian today.
Yeah, hug a comedian. Yeah. Exactly.
Or give one a job.
Oh, even better.
That's even better.
I like to get one on TV. How about that?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that'll...
We'll get you guys all on TV somehow, one way or another.
But anyway, so where do you get up around town? You get up around town a lot? You've only been doing it 3 years, right?
Yeah, 3 years.
That's crazy.
I pretty much go anywhere I'm requested. Yeah. You know how that works.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
So you don't get up a lot.
Right, exactly. The people who want to hear my opinion about things. But mostly, I get up at a lot of alt rooms. I do like clubs and stuff like that.
Where are the alt rooms around town you do?
Echoes Under Sunset was actually in Echo Park.
Do you book any rooms? Can I get a spot somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely, dude. I got hell yeah,
I need some
dude.
Stage time.
Hell yeah, I got you.
I got nothing going.
But Echoes was like they were the first spot in LA that really just gave me kind of like the free reins. Like, hey, dude, come back whenever.
Oh, nice.
Like, come host. That's come awesome. Do whatever.
Who
like,
runs it?
This guy, Christian Chavez.
Christian Chavez.
Yeah, he's a really great... He's not a comedian. He's just a super nice dude who's just like lets people
talk shit. That's weird. I don't know nice people.
Yeah. Can I say shit?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you already did.
Already did.
We're screwed.
Well,
I can't say that, right?
No, you can say shit.
Oh, I can? Okay, yeah. All right.
You can say shit.
And everyone would if they saw Nikhil's mustache. Like, dude, you have shit on your lip.
Yeah.
There's a piece of shit
Is
on
that
your lip.
Shit?
Hey, he's hot. He's ready.
He's hot right now, dude. He's practicing.
You know, I made it all nice. I was like, I really want to bring out.
Don't say you made that nice. Because I can't imagine it.
Before?
I can't imagine it worse.
Dude, don't I look like an 80s like police chief?
Yeah, you do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Ah, I'm getting too old for this.
Give me your badge.
You look. Have you ever seen.
Eddie, Mike, get in here now.
You know what you look like? Have you ever seen Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
One of the guys that was eating, aha, monkey brains.
Yes.
You look like the monkey brains guy.
Like that dude, snake surprise.
Yeah, ha ha. Chilled a monkey brains. That's what you.
That's me. Very interesting, Eddie. Very interesting.
Snake that's a great a movie.
Surprise. Chilled
Absolutely.
Monkey brains.
I like Absolutely. It. I like it.
That's what you look like.
Well, you guys look like Miami Vice over there. You're
hey,
all cocky.
We'll take that.
You're the good cop, bad cop, roll into one.
Tubbs and Crockett any day over chilled monkey brains guy.
Hey, I had my moments. I was in a major motion picture.
You did, with Harrison Ford.
I'm getting residuals from that. Well, no, not really. Anyways. So, you came from Detroit.
Came from Detroit.
You found your niche in Echo Park.
Yep.
Where else are you, like, kind of performing and doing your thing? What kind of comedians are influencing you? Like, how did you follow this dream?
I pretty much go everywhere. I go to, like, I do a lot of festivals and stuff like that, which is cool. I like getting outside of LA too.
Yeah,
you know,
that's always nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. To kind of test it on real people because I feel like LA people are people, but you know they're kind of jaded a little bit.
You're like, he's an artist, he's an agent, he's just looking to get laid.
Yeah, you know,
It's like we talked about this before on the show where you go outside the city because people go to a show because it's an event to them.
Exactly.
They see it. This is an anomaly in their lives. This isn't like, oh, I can just go out to a show any night of the week.
Yeah, right. Burlington, Vermont. There's nothing going on in Burlington, Vermont. I'm the only thing.
Are you
going
a lot of heroin.
Wait, did you go to that festival? Go to that festival?
Which one?
There's a festival in Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, I went on Burlington, Vermont on tour like last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, last summer. I went on a well-spoken tour with a couple other comedians, Mateen Stewart and Gavin Yates. And we pretty much just like did like a Kickstarter and was like, hey, we want to go around to these other places and see what's up. And people were
That's
like,
awesome.
Here's money. Go do it. And it
you're
was
like,
just
Burlington, Vermont. We're coming for
yeah.
You.
I was nervous about going to Burlington, Vermont. I was
Why?
Like, I don't because we would be the only three black people there. But they showed so much love; it was crazy. I would go back right now.
Did you get any like maple syrup or any like?
They offered me coke. They didn't. No one offered me maple syrup.
They offered cocaine in Vermont.
Yeah,
nice.
I was like, "Where's the maple syrup?"
This is not the Vermont I thought it was.
Yeah, they definitely surprised me.
It's actually like the heroin capital of the world, next to LA. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont is.
Who knew?
It's crazy. Like it's pretty bad over there. But I'm glad a lot of people came out to see comedy because that's refreshing to hear something positive about Vermont, right?
What anything? Yes. Oh, I guess the heroin thing is the negative thing about.
You're like, what?
What are they saying? About?
What other cities did you hit on that tour?
Oh man, we went to Chicago, Detroit, obviously hometown.
That must have been fun going back.
It was so crazy. It was first time performing in front of my parents, which was
How was that?
That's, you know what? They were super supportive.
That's awesome.
I was worried about you know the things I talk about, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just do it and just they'll just have to deal with it.
Well, they have to. I think parents like picture you as like, oh, that's your act. That's like that's not who you are. That's just what you're doing up there. Because I performed for my parents before and then. But I've always done it in like 5, 10, 15 minute sets, you know?
Okay.
They've never seen me headline a show. And then last November, I headlined a comedy club in their hometown and they came and then they invited, like, my mom works at Kohl's and they invited, like, she invited, like, a bunch of, like, people, like, 60 year old women that work at Kohl's.
Oh.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And they're like, and they're laughing, but then, like, at the end, she's like, oh, he's not really like that. Like, she's like, in front of me, in front of these people, like, he's not, that's he's just up there talking, he's not really, yeah, like, he's that's pretending. Not, I'm like, no, mom, that's all true.
Yeah, this is me.
Oh.
All that was true.
This is definitely me. Yeah, I chose to say all of this. There was...
Were you looking at them, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe, I can't say this
No,
joke.
You just have to go up and just...
You do. You just gotta, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid or like a scab, you just do it. Actually, you're not supposed to rip off scabs.
Yeah.
No. Let's keep the scabs
on. I got to stop ripping off scabs. I got to be a grown-up.
That's nature's band-aid.
So what do your parents do? Like, that had to be nerve-wracking for them to see.
Oh, absolutely. Especially because my parents are really educated, like, studious people. And they don't, like, you know, they don't use profanity and shit. But I say, like, fuck and shit, like, every 2 seconds.
It's like,
because it's America.
Yeah, exactly. So
we're young.
Yeah, that was a little like, you know, them to just hear me talk like, because I don't talk like that to them. You know, I clean up,
right?
You know, the way I talk when I talk to them. So it was cool. They digged it. So it was dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you have to swear in front of your parents now. You gotta play them this recording.
I mean, I'll send it to them. Like, I don't know. Hi, mom. Like, hi, dad. You know,
what places did you play? Did you play clubs? Did you play bars?
Yeah, we played all, like, pretty much, like, bar shows? Stuff like that. Yeah, we didn't really...
bar shows can be so much fun.
Yeah, it's so much better, so much easier, you know, to book.
No pressure.
Like, it was easier to just go in and kind of just pay the flat rate and just have the space for the night, and then all the money that came in was just all of ours. Yeah.
That's nice.
But when we came back, we went to Burlington, Vermont. We did New York, Atlanta.
New York?
We did Creek in the Cave, and... I think that's in, like, Long Island?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Wow. I'm not a New York person.
I can't remember. I was drunk, like, the whole tour. Like, I don't know how I even got to the stage. But
you're, like, on the street corner. So, the other day, I went to
the- Yeah, absolutely. I was like, oh, this isn't the Creek in the Cave. And then we did the new Purple Onion at San Francisco, and we came back around.
Oh,
yeah?
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. I never got to do the old place.
I never did the old place either.
Yeah.
The Purple Onion, I've never heard of that place.
It was a pretty legit.
Like Zach Galifianakis did a special there.
Yeah, which is great, awesome. By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it purple?
You know what? No, there was not purple and no onions.
No onions?
I don't know.
Serve any cool onion dishes?
I don't know why people call it
things. I think it's one of those legendary alt rooms.
Yeah.
I would love to open a comedy club that had like ridiculously good food and drinks.
That would be dope.
And then
Flappers really has really good food for comedy.
Where's
it
that?
Does.
In Burbank.
Oh.
But you know why? Because it used to be a macaroni grill.
Oh.
Okay.
So the kitchen is bigger than the comedy club, if you ever
That's
go
a
in
great
the back.
Point.
I see.
Have you been to the
back
of Flappers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it used to be a macaroni grill.
Mm-hmm.
And the kitchen is just enormous, and the menu is amazing for a comedy club.
I always feel weird about cutting through the kitchen.
I know. He's like, oh, shit.
It feels like a movie or some shit. You know, everyone always cuts through the kitchen in movies. Why is that?
You see Jackie Chan running by.
Yeah.
I
don't want no trouble.
Some knife's going to fly by. What the hell's happening?
Yeah.
And then you just put on like a waiter jacket and carry something.
Pick up a tray and run out. Yeah. On.
Absolutely.
I see it. I love it.
But yeah, if you want good food at Comedy Club, go to Flappers.
Yeah, because I went to the comedy store and it was like,
I still can't believe you got food at the comedy store. He went to the comedy store 2 weeks ago and got food.
No, don't do that.
No.
Dude,
don't do that.
Where were you guys 2 weeks ago?
If you would have asked me.
But it wasn't horrible. Like,
have you?
But like, the waitress was like, I was like, is there anything, like, what do you recommend? She was like, don't get the nachos. And I was like, good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime the waitresses are like, don't anything.
And you know, it's like,
I would have personally taken you back to the what they call the kitchen and shown you. Like, you wouldn't have gotten anything.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a barbecue slider, just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
They have barbecue slider?
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe. Do they come in just one? Or did you?
No, there were two. I split them.
Oh, okay.
I think I could stomach and only get one. Well, it's like, you know when you like go to an early show? Like, they got two shows, right? Comedy, mm-hmm. Most comedy clubs, like an early show and a late show. The early one's like 8. And that's kind of like around dinner time if you're running around doing stuff, you know?
Yeah, I just can't fathom eating at the comedy store.
Next time.
Not dinner. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I'm going to feed my body. Like,
you know, comedy store's listening to this, like, damn it.
Yeah.
Let me get these
guys. They know. They know.
Yeah, they know. They know. They're not worried about that.
So you perform in town a lot?
Yeah, absolutely.
When are you performing next?
I actually run a open mic every Friday at Echoes Under Sunset, 7 p.m., with really great comics, Sam Jay and Kat Yeary and Terrence Newman. And every Friday come through, and
awesome.
It's dope. So that's like my go-to spot to like work out a lot of new stuff and kind of just see what's up.
You guys get people down there?
Yeah, absolutely. Really? Yeah. The community comes out, man, and people come out.
I will come down there.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
As you should. Well, let's play. Do you have any comedy bits we can play?
Yeah.
I do.
Let's play some stuff.
Yeah.
That one?
Mike with a Y.
Yeah, that one's...
So this I think it's funny that your name is Mike with a Y and then Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's really messing with people.
I think it's the only way to spell Wright, though. Like, as a name.
Well, as a name, that's true. Yeah.
It can't be actually like the Wright turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Like R-I-G-H-T.
It could be. Anything is possible.
You couldn't have that mustache right now. It'd be nice.
Yay, I think the studio audience loves it.
All right, so we're going to play a clip. Looks like it was on Laughs. You were on Laughs.
Yeah, I was on Laughs. And this is a clip from
another show we were on together with.
Yeah.
We share an IMDb credit with.
Awesome.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. So many TV credits.
You go way back.
So much. So successful. Here we go. Mike on Mike Wright on Laughs.
Huge fan of board games. Love board games. Yeah. Monopoly, Scrabble, Clue. Clue is my favorite board game of all time. I love Clue. Clue is my favorite board game because all the suspects are white. Ooh, I love it. It's great. Even the maid is white. I was like, what? Do we ever have to stop playing this game? My friends were like, who do you think did it? I was like, well, it wasn't me. That's for sure. Not this time. Yeah. You know, I think the reason why all the suspects are white is because, like, you know, no black dude's ever killed anyone in a study with a candlestick. You know what I mean? I think that's right. It's not our MO. You know? Doesn't make for good rap lyrics, you know?
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Super, super, super awesome. Hold on.
It's taking too long. It's not.
It's coming. Where was yours?
I had the page up playing the video.
Well,
you could have had that ready to go.
But I was laughing at the jokes. And there I was like, go. I wanted to hear more.
Well, the mustache couldn't have been laughing at the jokes, and you've been doing the
My mustache board? Was just, it was contemplating like, this is really good shit. Mm. And then I got lost in the jokes.
There it is.
And I wanted more. I was like,
he's just a man. He's just one man.
Wait, hold on. Eddie, I've hit two in a row. And you were like 4 feet.
I was trying to hit the wall and have a drop down.
I know. It was terrible.
I was trying something.
Off the backboard.
I was trying something.
Dude, that sounded awesome, man.
Thank you.
Funny jokes.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, who are your biggest influences as far as comedians?
Man, as far as comedians, this is going to sound really weird, but like I really grew up like off like Will Smith, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, dude. He's not even a comedian, but like that show like influenced my comedy.
You know what I mean? To Bel-Air.
Yeah, like he just had such a like his approach was like kind of like just really just kind of kicking it, you know? And that really just like spoke to me a lot, you know? And obviously, like, I grew up Dave Chappelle, like, you know what I mean? Chappelle's show was, like, right in high school for me.
Unbelievable.
I think he's one of the best comedians.
Oh, easy.
Easy. He's, like, living and doing it, but he is one of the best of all time.
Mm-hmm. Chris Rock, Paul Mooney, just all of the...
Paul Mooney, not many people would say him.
Yeah, absolutely Paul Mooney. Too. I mean, there wouldn't be Chappelle without Paul Mooney. That's you know? True. That's true. Chappelle will tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, anytime. Yeah. So I kind of like, you know, I like to go back and listen to the greats, but then at the same time, I like to draw inspiration from people who just, like, aren't comedians, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met Will Smith a long time ago when I was
really?
A kid.
Was it magical?
It was, you know.
Is it everything dude, Mike wants it to
honestly,
be?
Honestly, I was singing at the Grammy Awards, like, back up, and he was up for a Grammy Award, and he lost. And he was backstage, and he was like
breaking shit,
super, super bummed. And I'm like, dude, don't worry, man. You're gonna be huge someday. Like, cause I knew, take it from me, Paris, just to understand. Like, I'm like, this shit is the business.
What song was he nominated for?
I think that was it.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No. You made him feel better. You were like, don't worry about it, man. He was like, okay.
No, no. He didn't like. He didn't like pick up, dude.
That's a crazy mustache for a little kid.
Thanks, Saddam Hussein.
No, he was just like, yeah, thanks, man. And I was like, can I get another? Autographed it.
Yeah.
He's
actually the first hip hop artist to get a Grammy.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yep. And I think it was around that time.
Yeah.
It was the following year.
Look at that.
It was early.
I feel like you had a lot to do with that.
You had a lot
somehow.
I did. And I met Sam Kinison too.
How did you put him on the right path?
Right.
He crashed like a week later, too.
Oh, so you killed him.
I didn't mean to.
You're like, go to Vegas, buddy.
Yeah.
Take a trip to Vegas. Get out of town.
Now. Leave now.
You know, the funny thing is about Sam Kinison, like, you know, I'd seen Back to School, and he's so... And I'd seen his, like, HBO comedy specials as a kid.
Yeah.
And he was always yelling. You know how that was his bit.
Yeah.
So I was so scared as a kid, because I was like... Dude, if he yells at me like that, like he doesn't back to school.
That's a great Sam Kinison.
I just watched the special.
Oh, okay.
The old one.
He's so great.
Breaking All the Rules
he's
or whatever
so
it was called.
Great.
Yeah, it was like fresh in your mind.
He was wearing a little beret. But like I remember like watching him in the rehearsals. And you know, they were reading all the prompters. And he was like, hey, Gary, where the fuck are you? You know, just like watching him just be himself was hilarious. But meeting him backstage, I was like so scared.
I just watched that special, and I hadn't seen that special since probably the 80s. I mean, it came out, I think, in 86 or 87.
Nobody says him as, like, a huge influence. Go on.
Well, because he's been dead now for almost 20 years.
I don't think a lot of...
20 years.
He's so good.
I don't think a lot of, the, like, new comics really... Well, not new comics. I don't know. But, you're right. That's a good point. Like, not a lot
he's
of people
great.
Really
like,
bring him
so
up.
He's so great.
Go but, ahead. Like, the thing is, like, you watch... Like, I watched that special, and it's so... rooted in the mid to late 80s, like what he talked about, like the AIDS scare and homophobia and stuff like that. And like at the time, when I remember watching as a kid, I'm like, oh, this is, and then I'm watching it now, I'm like, oh. Oh, he's like, he's giving us a black plague of the 80s. I'm like, oh, you're blaming gay people for AIDS.
Yeah.
But it was just because, but that was the mindset back
right. He definitely time capsuled the 80s.
I mean, it's very time
capsuled. Well, even just looking at his outfit, you're like, dude, what era? Definitely the 80s.
It was just like, and just his, you know, the way he would, you know, talk about cheating on his girlfriend, and then like she would get back at him, he would yell at her for getting back at him, but like, you're the one that cheated. Like, it was just he would be such a degenerate, but get you on his side.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because he was so funny.
Exactly. Yes.
And like, after thinking back about what he was saying, like, he was a dick in that situation. But like, you're laughing
he's
at
so
him.
He's so personable, you're like on his side.
Yeah, nobody ever says him as an influence.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I love asking this question because it like, I really can see somebody's approach.
Well, like, like with you, like, Will Smith, like some of my bigger comedy influences aren't stand-up comedians. Weren't stand-up comedians either. Yeah. Like Gene Wilder is like a huge,
absolutely
influence on me, and Tim Conway, you know, stuff like that. And they weren't stand-up comedians; they were comedic actors.
But they still just like, you know, a part of them is kind of just, I don't know, just help spark.
Yeah,
you know.
Nobody ever says Jerry Lewis too, like older comedians.
Well, because it's so far.
But still, that's how you learn from like greats.
That's true. There's a lot to learn
from
that.
There's so much. Yeah. Like his timing was amazing.
Yeah.
He would make people laugh with things where he wasn't even speaking. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, that's not easy to do.
But people don't go back that far to look at things anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
I do. I definitely do. I still watch stuff like that. Like, I still love the Three Stooges. Like, there's so many things that I like. I'm like, oh my god, this is an influence. Like on things that I like as far as humor.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's a badass, dude.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Nobody ever says like it's interesting. I ask the question because there's so many artists that I love, you know, like comedians, musicians, and it kind of all swarms into one big smorgasbord for me. But, you know, and asking a comedian, asking an artist, you like see like okay what their scope is. It's like it's interesting to hear the Fresh Prince. I've never heard that as an influence.
Yeah, man. I just
it's wild.
He was like you know just watching that show. It was almost like another brother in the house, like you know, like an older brother or older cousin to kind of just like, oh hey,
I still watch him. I still watch those shows.
Absolutely,
I actually like him on those more than his movies. You know,
don't be crazy. That. Yeah, let's not.
No, but I'm serious.
You're gonna get Mike upset.
Yeah, no.
He's gonna rip that mustache off.
Yeah, we'll rip it.
He's one of the influences.
That's a Will Smith stash.
No, he was so good in that show. I mean, yeah. He was so good, and
he was
so
just
raw,
100% himself.
Yeah,
and that is really what is inspiring me,
right?
Is to just be you, be me.
That's the thing. Like in comedy, that's what you're trying to sell is yourself. It's like you don't want to be. You want people to buy into you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the way you see the world.
Yeah,
you know?
Keep selling yourself, guys.
I'm not. I'm doing a horrible job.
Well, let's listen to some more comedy. Do you have another bit that we can show?
No, that's enough of that.
let's get down to the nitty gritty. Why do comedians hate showing their shit?
You know what? Because it's almost like looking at an outdated.
Yeah.
It's like looking at an old like yearbook picture or something. It's like, I kind of want you to see it.
But, a yearbook picture is from like 20 years ago, 10, 15 years ago.
But like the funny thing about it is like a bit can feel like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and even if you do the same bit, the way you do it now is
totally
way different than
totally
way you
different.
Did it 6 months ago.
Absolutely.
It evolves.
Yeah.
So you know what you guys need? You guys need videographers around you all the time.
Just 24/7.
So that you're posting bits that you're like, oh yeah, I did this last week. Check it out.
And comics
rather
perform their bit for you than have you sit there and listen to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was awkward listening to myself.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, you're probably picking it apart. But dude,
I hate it.
I listen to comedians all the time.
Yeah.
And find them. Like, I'll go on Sirius. I'll go on YouTube. Like, I love comedy because it is such a totally different medium for me.
Yeah.
And it is completely like vacation for me.
Absolutely.
Like, as an artist, you know, I'm like, dude, I want to go see comedy and I just want to not think and I want to laugh my ass off, you know?
Yeah.
And when you see somebody that's just dialed in, either on YouTube or whatever, it's so refreshing. It's like live. You guys have, you know, this is one thing that a lot of my friends were saying. You guys have a huge responsibility. Like, musicians, we brighten people's lives up with music. So we make them feel good in a totally different way. Artists, like filmmakers, do the same thing. They make you think, they make you laugh, they make you cry, all those things. Your sole like responsibility is to make people laugh, which is the highest of really all emotions. To me, it's my favorite thing to do.
As a comic, you want to make people think, too.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Yeah, but really, it's like the best comedians do
but
both.
But your first and foremost job as a comedian is to entertain and make people laugh.
So do you shape... Well, I'm going to ask both of you guys this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not going to answer
comedians.
Any more questions.
You got to pay them.
Do you shape like some of your jokes like based on your views on the world?
Oh, absolutely. I mean...
An example is your Clue joke. I mean, that's all white criminals.
Yeah, I could only see it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just my perspective of it, like playing the game. Like, oh,
there's no black people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, where are the...
That never crossed my mind.
Yeah, I played for the Clue first time ever. Like, oh, snap.
I'm like, white people can be bad.
But that was a great joke because of that.
Yeah.
And it's so fresh right now, especially with all this stuff going down. So,
mm-hmm.
No, it's interesting. You never really think, because songwriters do that. We think like, okay, we want to impact people with some political movement or whatever. But you never think like comedians would think in politics or views on.
No, that's the way. Yeah, comedians think politics. I mean, that's just.
Yeah, we're definitely like the social deconstructors of the world. The
comedians. This is an interview I heard from Jerry Seinfeld a long time ago. He's like, the way a comedian is different from a regular person. I'm paraphrasing the fuck out of this. Comedians aren't.
Tell him.
Comedians aren't like in society. Comedians step back and look at society and then tell you about it instead of actually being in it.
Sounds like you're a little chicken. No, I'm just kidding.
Zero sense.
No, well, I'm just saying because you're not in society. Right, like, how are you not in society?
You take a step back and you're watching.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
You're observing.
You're observing society and you're telling about it. You're not. We live in society.
We don't feel like we're really a part of what's going on, and that's why we can even bring it to your attention.
I think most comedians feel that way. You kind of almost, even any social situation, you kind of feel like you're
an outcast.
You're kind of back a little bit. You're never fully in the group.
Yeah.
I always think like comedians get that first itch, like being like the class clown in like middle school, and you're just like, this feels awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You had that. I could tell you had that moment.
I was sneaky about it. There was another class clown in our class, but he was the one who always got in trouble. I was always like, I could goof off and always like
pull it back.
Exactly. I knew when to be like, he didn't have the timing.
Yeah. It's about timing.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is.
You were like, oh, dude, mm-hmm.
You're a wild man out of control.
You're a wild coyote, dude.
And who knows where he is now?
Jail or dead.
Probably both. Dead in jail.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that is terrible. Now he's okay. He's doing good. He's doing great. He's great.
Big shout out to... No, I'm just...
We're pen pals. His
name. So we can't play any more bits?
Come on, that's like the only bits. I
look
I don't
at that yearbook.
Like,
we just talked about some old yearbooks.
What's actually on your website? You have a very interesting website.
Oh, thank you.
Did you design it? Or
I did. Really? I did design it. I wanted to go for something.
I hate that sound effect so much.
What was that?
That.
Oh, okay. I like that sound effect. I wanted to make something very simple. I do a lot of different stuff, but I wanted a way to kind of showcase everything in a easy format. So basically it's just set up like look, listen, watch, whatever.
So it's like a McDonald's menu.
Exactly. It's the McDonald's menus of websites.
Well, you have like different things. Like what are these things? I mean, I don't know if they translate just listening to over thing, or but like just what is on here? What do you do it at MikeWright.com with Y?
Well, it's a lot of scans of just personal doodles and stuff that I'll make like throughout the day. I just draw like weird stuff, and it's just why not just share it with other people, or sometimes like weird quotes or great quotes that I hear sometimes. Like someone will call me and leave a voice message or something. I'll just write it down and then post it up for somebody else, and hopefully it'll inspire someone else to be great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot of responsibility.
You take it is.
And he's then, like, I'm out.
Because if someone,
out. Tag me out.
Someone tries to be great and fails, they're going to blame you.
They will. And I'll take that. And also, like, just snapshots. I like to travel a lot and go to a lot of different places and explore the world because it's such a big place. So I post a lot of, like, photos from just trips and stuff that I've taken. And,
dude, you know what? It's funny that you're from Detroit because that's actually a city in this next year I want to go travel to.
Please, please go.
I'm serious.
Everyone should go to Detroit.
I want to check out the Motown Museum. I want to check out the city. I want to check out music. Because, like, what I've noticed in my travels across the country, some of the best cities that I love in this country are music cities.
Mm-hmm.
And Detroit is a music city.
The biggest.
That I have not been to.
And dude, I'm you like, got to go.
I got to go.
You got to go.
Have you never been to Motown?
I just haven't been to Detroit. And Summerfest is not that far from Michigan, but it's far.
I can't believe you've never been to Motown.
I've never been to Motown. I know. I need to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go this year.
The city, like, there's a lot of, like, new stuff, like, springing up. Like, I was just there, like, a couple months ago, and, like, there's the downtown is booming.
You can buy the Silver Dome for like $100.
Yeah.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
Literally.
No,
like,
yeah.
It's like $18,000.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's buy it and put you guys up. Yeah, put you guys up there.
You can
every
look
night.
It up. You can buy the Silver Dome for a ridiculously low amount of
well,
money.
Well, dude, you should buy it.
It's got
it
holes in it and grass say, growing.
But if, I mean,
just played
if
the Silver
you don't
Dome
mind
last
that.
Night. What did you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So go. Yeah, definitely. Please go, dude.
I am going to go. It's on
when
my
you
list.
Go, you got to get a Faygo.
What's a Faygo?
It's the soda brand that's there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You got to get a Faygo, and you got to get chili cheese fries.
Dude, you had me at Faygo.
Coney. You gotta go, man. Get some Coney.
I'm ready.
Do
I'm
it.
Ready.
Do it.
I'm
do
ready.
It.
I'm have you been to the Motown Museum?
Oh, of course.
You're like, dude, I was
so
born
many
there.
Times,
yeah.
Man. So many times.
Can you do it in a day, or is it like something you do like?
Yeah, you can
minutes?
Do it in a day.
Do it in 5 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
Just
no.
Okay.
No, absolutely.
No, I gotta go. It's on my list. It's
yeah.
Like in here, I'm like, I gotta go to Detroit. It's happening.
Everybody go to Detroit. Stop seriously. What you're doing right now.
No, seriously.
Go to Detroit.
No, I really want to go. I'm serious. Let's play some comedy.
There's more comedy. Where's the more?
No, there's
so
no
what
more.
Are you doing? While he doesn't I was
have
driving
a,
over.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of comedy.
Yo,
on the
look,
website. He's got a
I
bunch
don't,
of other
I don't
things.
Like posting a lot of my stuff.
Hey, I'm gonna put you. Let's get in yearbook mode. You're like,
no, man.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
on here.
No, there isn't.
There's no clips.
No, there's only one clip.
That was the only clip.
Because I'd rather people come see me live because
well,
that's really what it
but
is.
We're gonna have people come see you live.
Okay.
Because they're gonna be like, dude, that one bit was so off the chain.
There it is.
I just want that other bit to get me into the door.
Yeah.
That's what they're thinking right now.
If you want to hear something else, I do a little music.
There's, yeah, play some music.
Yeah, play some music.
Jump to that listen page real quick.
Bam.
Split out. This one right here. This was this is a track that I did over the summer. This guy, Macville, he's a great producer, also from Detroit. And also on the featured on the song is my homie MJ. He's also from Detroit. And we kind of just did like, we're all out here right now. And
oh,
we thought
cool.
that was crazy because we kind of all grew up together. And we were
that's
like,
gotta
we got to
awesome.
Do something together.
Do you see each other a lot?
Yeah, we do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
so we did Detroit to Cali, which was like a bunch of tracks that we did just over the summer, just 11 days just in there, just in the studio. And this is one of the tracks that we did. And this one's called Young Soul Old Vibe. This is dope.
Young Soul Old Vibe. Here we
yeah,
go.
Man.
What did you do?
I heard a drum roll.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna say.
I was like, yeah, that's totally not
like,
it.
That's a sweet ass drum roll.
No, it's not
here
jamming.
It
oh, it's not jamming.
It's not going.
We'll put it in post later, I guess.
Dude,
man. I really thought
damn.
That drum roll was part of it. I was
yeah,
like, oh, I like this.
And you,
yeah.
I thought you were listening. I was
damn,
like,
it didn't come up, huh?
That didn't come up.
I guess we gotta look at more bits. More bits.
Damn.
More bits.
More bits.
I don't think there's more bits.
No, there
dude,
there are
YouTube.
No more bits.
There's
dude.
A thing called YouTube, Eddie. Go to YouTube.
There's no more bits,
hey,
bro.
Hey,
I'm telling you.
This is a little bit of like Russian roulette of whatever bits you got. I know you got at least two bits on
he's on 10, dude. He wants
yeah.
it bad.
More bits. More bits. Go to YouTube. Let's do this. We're going to play a little Russian roulette because we know you're a funny man. So, Eddie, you're going to just pick out a random clip.
What?
See?
I feel awkward doing
yeah.
it. As a fellow comedian,
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
awkward
do
doing
it.
This.
Do it.
I mean,
there isn't anything.
What? There's only one clip of you
yeah.
on YouTube?
Yeah, there's
yeah.
just the last
no
clip
way.
We heard.
Yeah, I don't post any. So
really?
if I'm not posting it, then you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Well, you got to have people posting it then. Like, yo, this guy was so funny.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think that culture is weird a little bit, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is. Let's not talk about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I think it's a weird. That's a weird culture, dude. I kind of don't want to.
Yeah, there's nothing on here.
Yeah,
so you have one clip of you on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like,
yes.
And you were like,
yeah.
This is the one, guys.
Part of the reason why.
This is the one clip that I am going to like let dictate
yeah.
my life.
Well, because, you know, part of the reason why, and this might be weird, but I don't own YouTube.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't want to give my stuff to YouTube.
Yeah. You don't want to make money for YouTube.
Exactly.
But you could make money off YouTube.
Yeah, but like 2 cents.
A dime.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is. Just get your shit out there. Because you know what? When you're gone, people are
going
to be like,
where am I going?
Yeah. I can look up Sam Kinison. I can look up
dude?
Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
You know what?
I
want to look up Mike Wright.
I feel you.
Right now.
I would drop I drop a special or something.
See?
But
oh, you drop a special? When?
Oh,
see?
I mean, on my terms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not on like, I don't know, dude.
No, it's like,
I know what
I understand
mean.
Where... We comedians come from with that.
Yeah, Ed digs it.
I mean,
no,
I have stuff
mean.
Up. I have stuff up, but it's just that's a personal choice. But I understand why like, other comics don't.
I refuse
yeah.
to put any stuff on Spotify. Like music,
really?
I will never put anything up on Spotify. But YouTube, I think is you know it's kind of like it's not yours.
Yeah,
you know what I mean it's like let people. Let
what's
people
the difference between doing on Spotify and YouTube?
YouTube is like it's not a record. I never put records up on YouTube. I put
yeah, but
a live
song though.
Yeah, but it's a song that is, you know, done on an iPad or a camera. It's not like in a studio where I'm like, you know, miking everything, diligently spending days mixing the songs. Like, it's different.
But you, as a musician, you don't want to post that
on Spotify.
See, yeah. that now that's how I feel. Now
yeah,
when
but
I go.
But to me, it's like, you know, people need to see, like, we're playing Milwaukee, right?
Right.
There are so many people that will go to YouTube and be like, huh, I'm going to see this person or I'm not. And you know what? Most of the time, if they see something from YouTube, they're going to come. But if you don't even have the stuff on YouTube, then
sometimes people
make the same argument with Spotify, and I'm like, eh, it's different, though.
Sometimes with comedy. Like,
I don't think it's different.
If you watch a band...
If you put a comedy CD, if you said, I don't want to put a comedy CD up on Spotify, I'd be like, dude, totally get it. But a bit of you playing it, you know,
open mic. Comedy CD is a live recording anyway. It's not mixed in a studio. It's not a studio album.
It's mixed more than you think. It's got to be.
Otherwise, not a lot.
I've never heard a comedy CD that's not somewhat mixed.
It's mixed a little bit, but not.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's some work going into it.
Some comics don't want to put stuff out there. Like as a band, if someone listens to a band on YouTube, like, oh, I want to hear that song live. But like a lot of people with comedy, like, I heard that joke.
Yeah, once you hear a joke, like, that's it. Like,
some people are like
my favorite
that.
Comedians. I'll go and listen to the same jokes over and over, and they'll tell them in different ways. Sometimes it's
I can't tell a different way on a video.
Well, but you may have three different versions.
Yeah, but a lot of people's mindsets when they see a comic on YouTube, like, I saw that.
Yeah.
They go see it live.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's not like music where it's like, I love that song. I want to hear that song again.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that, dude.
You think people just get it from YouTube?
Like, I saw that. Yeah. I don't need to see it live. I don't need to pay $10
for two
drinks.
I think the opposite. I think people would be like, dude, I love that joke. This guy's funny. Let's go see him.
I think
jokes aren't like that. There's no like Stairway to Heaven joke that people are like, I could listen to this over and over, play it again.
I want
to
hear it live. I want to hear it recorded.
Yeah, like it's not like that. It's different, dude. Yeah. And like I feel like laughter is a reaction that happens out of surprise.
All right, wait a minute. Then what about your website? You own your website.
I do.
Well, you own your website. If you had more clips of you on your website, then everybody's coming to you.
Yeah, but he's got one little joke on it. It's like a little tease. And then people are like, oh, I like, he's funny. I'm going to go see the rest of his
stuff. I just kind of wanted to give everybody a taste of the different things that I do. Okay. And then from there, they could be like, oh, hey, I'd like a little bit more of this. Where can I go to do this? You know what I mean?
But what if people are like, dude, I love his music. Where is he performing? Oh, he's doing a comedy club thing. Like, I'm not into comedy.
Yeah.
Or what if they're like, dude, I want to see his comedy. Oh, he's not performing, but check out this music clip. Like, sometimes it's confusing.
I'm a complicated person. I'll be that.
I like it.
No, it's all good.
I like all art. I'm just not, you know, like, you're one of the first new artists that I've heard that doesn't want to use that, like, which I think is awesome because I don't like Spotify. I think the same way as you. It's like, if I'm going to put as much time as I do into writing and producing,
you want
and,
all the kickback.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to, like, just let Spotify rip me off and, you know, why they make all the advertising revenue and I'm like, oh, a million spins, I got $300, that's great.
Yeah, dude. YouTube is like free TV.
YouTube, yeah, I could see it like that. Yeah. But
it's bad enough it's giving us YouTube personalities.
But it's like posting something on Facebook. I think it's just a part of social interaction now.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
No?
But, you know, I don't even really like, even on social networks, I don't like to like I see some people that are on there like constantly. It almost seems like they don't exist. Like, how are you tweeting this much?
Yeah,
right.
And still living, or I can't
some
imagine.
People aren't.
Yeah,
some people solely exist in the cyber world.
Yeah,
like, which is
if you go outside the cyber world, no one knows who they are. Yeah. But in there,
right,
they're like a celebrity. Huge.
Absolutely, yeah. Which is cool. You know, do your thing. But like personally, I feel like I would rather exist in the real world.
I hear that. Yeah. I totally hear that.
Yeah,
that's. I'm all about staying present, so like, I'm with that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think we got to change
my perspective.
I think we got to wrap it up.
Wrap it.
On that note.
Anyway, Mike, thank you so much for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me, dude. This is thank you.
It was awesome. Good little debate.
Check him out on MikeWright.com, MikeWright.com.
You on Twitter and all that?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Spell it out.
I'm on Twitter. Oh, Mike God. OH. MYKE.
That's good.
GOD. I tweet a bunch of just random stuff whenever I feel like it. So
yeah. Give Mike a look and a listen on the website. I didn't say feel. I didn't say give him a feel.
Yeah.
You're like prostitute.
I didn't say stalk.
Yeah. Cop a feel next time you see me in person.
Yeah, dude. Seriously.
Anyway, so hopefully we'll work together again someday. That would be fun.
Yes.
Anyway.
Make it happen, guys.
Make it happen.
Charge up the ladder of success.
All right, Nikhil.
We'll see you guys next week.
No more mustache. Next week, right?
I must ask you more questions about the
mustache.
Okay,
we're done with that.
Oh, man, he's quick, dude.
I'm
going to
cut the mustache. There, I cut his mic off.